With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. I post a lot of information over there as well. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. It's a live show. You can call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. This week, we'll be joined by guests Andrea Metcalf, Tom Casale, and I've got a few surprises in store for you, and I'll be sharing some tips for you on ACA, the Affordable Care Act, reporting, demystifying the process. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online at tandemhr.com or give them a call at 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. We call them our solution center for a reason. They are the source for much of the information on the Affordable Care Act, management, human resources, and so much more. So check them out online, tandemhr.com. So first up on the program is somebody who I'm meeting for the first time here, and I'm already impressed by the solutions, the simplified solutions that are being provided by Tom Casale. Thank you so much for coming into the studio. Great to have you on the program.
Thanks for having me, Shalom.
You got it. So, Tom, tell us a little bit about Simplified and the history of the company.
Sure. I started the company back in 2002, so we just crossed our 14-year mark. Prior to that, I was selling enterprise software solutions and had an opportunity to As the world was changing, bring a lot of those solutions to the small and mid-sized businesses that that we really enjoyed working with, and had an opportunity to roll up our sleeves and bring lots of solutions to smaller businesses where you could feel like you you could really make a difference versus those big companies.
So smaller solutions from your website, I've seen you're involved in web marketing, a lot of solutions. Tell us a little bit about some of the some of those solutions that you're providing to your clients.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we started, back in the day, we started with really focused on loyalty marketing, which was email marketing. And pretty quickly, as we started growing our customer base, they asked if there was more that we could do. Well, absolutely. A small growing business, you say, yes, I can.
Of course.
Right? So so we started offering other solutions, including custom web development. And of course, along with that, strategies and solutions to bring all that together. So we really grew from that. But what we kept at the core of what we do really is that strategy and those strategic solutions. We want to make sure that folks are doing the right thing from the beginning to make sure that that the solutions they're putting in place make sense.
So you provide a strategy in many areas. I know you're involved in, of course, web content creation,
yep,
video marketing and production, email marketing, blog marketing. So a lot of the usual solutions that that a marketing company might provide, but it's what I find fascinating is you don't hide it on your website. You put underneath all that, all at an affordable price. So you're trying to come up with the strategy, but an affordable strategy for that companies can reach. That's within the realm of possibility. But aside for the affordable part, which is certainly important, what is your unique value proposition? Why are you different than the other guys?
Well, I think it's, it is radio, but you can probably see from looking at me across the way here, I have gray hair. So that's part of what we bring to the table is that we've been around for a while. My partner, Bill Camper, came on board in 2009. He came from the agency world. So where I had a big understanding of enterprise software, business, technology, as well as small business marketing, Bill brought big marketing to the play, and it really brought in that channel to us.
So you bring experience to the table.
Absolutely. Yeah. Bill came on board with 24 years of big agency experience where he was working booze, batteries, and you name it, working for all the big guys.
And in our brief conversation earlier, you mentioned that your approach is to find the professionals that will address a client's needs. And you're not shy about if you don't have that professional on your team, you find them and you bring them as a part of that tailored solution, which I find fascinating. As our listeners know, I love to sort of the art of storytelling. And I believe that sometimes the best way to really understand what a business does is to talk about the stories of success. So tell us a little bit about a success story for a client that you worked with.
Sure, absolutely. Well, let's talk about, we talk about a four-point recipe that really works for our customers. And that four-point recipe is typically content marketing. It involves some level of loyalty marketing, some level of search engine optimization. And these days, you have to buy some of that placement as well. So paid search becomes really important too. So we've got a number of different customers. One that we could probably highlight is one that we're working right now where it's driven by content. So we're producing a number of blogs on a weekly basis, all driven around a community that was delivered by this organization for brand extension, really. It's a company that does automotive products.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's actually aftermarket fuel additives for businesses. And what they decided to do, which was brilliant, they've been around for 80 years, they decided that in order to play in a more social world, they wanted to build a community. So they went out and built a community of car enthusiasts who use their products. And that community now has about 10,000 members and about 250,000 fans in Facebook that are helping those guys get the word out about the product and solution. So where do we come in? We help them do a couple things. We generate the content. We help manage the community. And we also help extend a brand ambassador program where they grow what they call champs, who go out and do sampling of the product out at car shows all around the country. And we tie it all together using great articles and stories that get them excited, but also great touch points through social channels and through face-to-face contact with those champs as well, just to keep them going.
And these days, with people's attention span being so brief, I'm sure YouTube and video production plays a key role.
Absolutely. That's it. These guys love to watch videos. Folks are very, very visual, just as you described. And that's a critical part of what we do is the company produces videos. We share those socially and announce those through the blog content that we produce as well.
And of course, we're going to make sure that we share your contact information because there's so much more that we could talk about, so many more tips that I'm sure, Tom, you could provide. Fascinating stuff for small businesses, big businesses alike. It's the same recipe for success. So we'll share your website. But one thing that I definitely want to encourage our listeners to do is get on your website and sign up for those simple tips that can be emailed out to you. Subscribe to the email marketing, which you're doing for clients, but of course you're doing for your website visitors as well.
Absolutely.
But Tom, what is the one bit of advice that if our listeners can take one thing out of Get Down to Business today and start to implement this week on their own website, maybe in their own small business, what is the one thing that you think they should just jump up and get going on?
Well, I tell you, what we really like is LinkedIn. And over the course of the last year, we've seen that channel really grow into something that can really, really drive a lot of interest. And we do get a lot of business that comes out of LinkedIn. So I would encourage folks to post updates about their business on a regular basis to LinkedIn and encourage their employees and contacts and folks they work with to share that as well.
As you said, I used the term earlier, ambassadors. And there's no reason why not to turn your employees into ambassadors, whether they are filling a sales role or not. They could still post those little updates.
Absolutely. Yeah, on a regular basis. I mean, if you think about extending your reach, if you've got 10 people who share it and they've got 500 people in their network, we're getting out to 5,000 more people who could potentially see it.
Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. So I'm curious about the name of the business, Simplified. Simplified, you've talked about the custom tailored solutions, which certainly are very beneficial to businesses. And of course, I want to encourage our listeners, again, sign up to those tips that will be sent out. But Simplified, on the bottom of your site, you mentioned Simplified SMS, Simplified Alerts. Use that term a lot. How did that come to be?
We do. Well, that becomes our unique brand identifier is Simplified. And the notion was that when we came into this world, when we launched back in 2002, things were very, very complicated. Things have become a little bit easier. And our value proposition is to find the best simplified solutions and the best simplified resources that we can bring to the table. So that becomes critically important to our success, whether it is in simplified solutions, which is the services side, side of our business or our growing and successful text messaging product, which is called Simplified SMS.
I love it. I love it. Well, Tom, we are just about out of time. After the break, we're going to be chatting with Andrea Metcalf, who's a nationally sought-after celebrity fitness expert, best-selling author, and speaker. But, Tom, you provided so much advice, and I certainly want to continue the conversation, have you back on the show. But in the meantime, how can people subscribe to those tips that we mentioned through your website and find out more about your services?
Yeah, the best way is to go to our website at simplifiedsolutions.biz, and certainly sign up for those tips. You can find easy links to get there.
Fantastic. Well, one more time, the website is simplifiedsolutions.biz, B-I-Z. Lots of great tips, lots of advice. Tom, we appreciate it. But again, to our listeners, get out there, take advantage of the tools that are available. LinkedIn, post those updates. Tom, I'll be checking out your updates.
Thank you, Shalom.
All right, Tom, thanks for joining us on Get Down to Business. Get Down to Business, once again, is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. After the break, as promised, we've got a best-selling author, Andrea Metcalf, a nationally sought-after celebrity fitness expert. You don't want to miss it. Chicago, don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm Dylan, and here is a check of traffic. On the outbound Ike, accidents got the left lane blocked at Wolf. Traffic's jamming at Manaheim, Old Post Office to Thorndale 31. Inbound Ike, just a slight jam at Racine, Thorndale to the Old Post Office 30. No delays inbound and outbound Edens. Lake Cook to Montrose 19, same thing on the reverse. Inbound Kennedy, tapping the brakes from O'Hare to Canfield, then slow at Washington. O'Hare to downtown, about 25 minutes. Outbound Kennedy, no delays from downtown to O'Hare, 28. On the inbound Stevenson, 355 to Lakeshore, 34 minutes. Outbound Stevenson, slight jam at Pulaski from Lakeshore out to 355, 35 minutes. And the inbound Ryan, 15 minutes from 95th to downtown. 41 with showers tonight, 51, partly sunny tomorrow. Currently 47. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
The real Donald Trump wants to take legal action against women who've had abortions.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
He changed his position three different times.
He has given zero thought to these issues. He has no idea what he's talking about.
He cannot walk this back enough. He cannot do anything to repair the damage that he has caused.
I'd like to see at least a little effort made. Know something about that of which you speak.
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CARIS is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARIS provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARIS has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
CertaPro Painters are here for every stage of your life, from moving into a new home, creating the ideal nursery, to reinventing your living space. CertaPro Painting experts create the perfect setting while you do life. They came to our home and brightened our walls and our moods so very quiet they wouldn't wake a baby. But the best part? They clean up after themselves so you don't have to do it. And now that spring is here, it is the perfect time to spruce up your home's exterior. Take a look at your home. Do you see chipping, peeling, fading? Well, leave it to CertaPro Painting experts to refresh, renew, and protect your biggest investment, your home. Now is the time to call for your free estimate and schedule your exterior painting project. 1-800-GO-CERTA, 1-800-G-O-C-E-R-T-A, that's CERTA with a C, or visit CertaPro.com today, CertaPro.com. CertaPro Painters, we do painting, you do life. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated.
On Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Shalom Klein. You can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website, shalomklein.com. Follow me on Twitter. I post a lot of tips and advice over there. And I noticed that today Andrea Metcalf was very active on Twitter. Andrea, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It's really exciting to be here now that I finally made it in the door.
You made it. You made it. I have a feeling, being the fitness expert that you are, you were jogging your entire way over.
I was running around the building trying to figure out how to get in.
Well, you are a nationally sought after celebrity fitness expert. You've appeared on so many different media outlets, and I'm just thrilled to have you here in studio to provide some tips, because business owners are busy. That's the first part of business. We're busy. And my wife and I talk about this all the time, but I feel like I'm always going to events, always always pigging out a little bit. But there is a way to be healthy. There is, and you know that way. You know the recipe to success.
Well, there's a lot of great things you can do when you think about the office. The first one is just pace your calls. And what I really mean by that is get up and be, when you're on the phone, get up and start walking around. That's one way to stay active in the office. The other one is to sit and get fit, so to speak. Actually, balance over your chair or trade out your chair for a ball, although that tries to get a little tricky in the office because the balls roll down the hall, people start playing with them, and gets a little crazy. But hold yourself up off the chair by putting your arms on so you can get some upper body work and sneak in those fitness minutes anytime you can.
Oh, for sure. Andrew, are you a fan of treadmill desks?
I think they're a great option for many people. I think that anything you can do to get up and change the way that you're sitting, uncross your legs, bring yourself out every hour to go to somebody else's, go to another printer. Those are all things you can get active in the office.
We're not live streaming the show online, so you can't see what I'm doing, but I'm at least standing. I can't tell if you
I'm
are.
I'm standing.
Okay,
I'm
we're
standing.
Both standing.
I'm standing.
We're both
I'm
sort
moving
of,
around.
We're jogging. We're moving. We're moving as we're talking, which is great. We were just showing off our Fitbits earlier, and I agree with what you said. You can be fit, and you can do calls while walking, and it's great. But let's talk about employees, people that might have a typical desk job. What should they be doing during their breaks? If they only have a few opportunities during the day, what's sort of the way to get the best bang for the buck?
Well, I think remember the 10-minute rule. 10 minutes of walking before or after each meal is a good way to start getting inactive. If you did that three times a day, you've got your 30 minutes under your belt. The other thing is just to remember to set your timer. And just like you watch your Fitbit, and when the timer buzzes, stand up. That doesn't mean you can't leave your desk. Just stand up and sit down. That change with your weight going into your legs instead of off of your bottom does help decrease blood pressure over time. If you're doing that 6-7 times a day, that's like another 10 squats you're getting in.
Sure. And here's the big question. Many of our listeners are business owners, and they have a company. They have an office. So we just you just met Tom Casale, our last guest. And they have an office. What can or should they be doing to create a culture, a fit, healthy culture, which actually helps the entire workplace and helps productivity? What can companies implement?
I think one of the simplest things you can do is lead by example. Make sure that your leaders in the company are healthy and active. And then always trade out fruit anytime you can for the other snacks that go around the office. It's not just about moving. What we're seeing more and more of is that people need to eat more protein in their diet to become healthier, and more fruits and vegetables. So you want to support that culture. Have the carrots, the apples, the nuts available for your employees. It's a small cost, but it goes a long way in helping them change the way they're thinking about their day and how their eating habits go.
So no more unhealthy vending machines?
I'd skip the vending machines. You know, there's a big cost to that vending machine, not only in your employees' waistlines, but in their pocketbooks as well. So offer the free apples, or put apples out in a basket and charge a quarter. Put that money to charity. Simple things that make people feel good about themselves and the communities they're serving.
That makes sense. So, Andrew, you must have a story. You are, as I said, you're well-regarded around the country. You've written a book. I actually have a copy of your DVD, which is fantastic. And everybody seems to know who you are when I've been talking about you and mentioning that you'd be on the air this week. How did you end up in this world of fitness? Tell us your story.
Well, I think the first thing is I've always been active, so that made it easy. You know, I played sports in high school, cheered in college, and the fitness career was just starting in the early 80s back with Jazzercise, when I've been doing this for over 30 years. Making it into a business, I think, was a little bit different. What I found is the more that I was able to share more tips, create videos, write down pictures, I started with flip cards. That started to get the word out to help people. And the more people I could reach, I started then in television with NBC. Just someone in my aerobics class said, hey, they're putting fitness people on the news. You want to get started? And that was back when Robin Mead was in NBC in Chicago, and just kept pushing in that direction, then started to produce television shows, produce video content, and it grew and grew. But some of the things that are kind of highlights of the career was the cold call to Larry Word, who's now in, you know, the Tribune media space.
Sure.
Cold called him and said, "Hey, I've been doing TV segments on your station. You need to give me a job." And I brought a pizza with when I met him. And he's like, "What's a fitness expert doing with pizza?" I said, "You know, health is all about balance. And so I'm not saying that you shouldn't have dessert and you shouldn't have wine and you shouldn't have pizza. But this comes in moderation and it comes with an active lifestyle." And that was just one of the kind of the going out on a limb things that I did.
Well, you know, that's a fascinating message. First of all, several messages over there. You cold called, and we talk about that all the time. You went off on a limb. You got out there, and you had your eyes set on the prize, and you achieved it. And there's so many great lessons to be learned from that. But also the lesson about the moderation, which is interesting. I think a lot of people tend to go overboard in many areas, go overboard with eating, go overboard with not eating. And you came in with a pizza, which is interesting. But Andrea, well, again, we're chatting with Andrea Metcalf, talking about fitness, talking about what companies can be doing, talking about what employees can be doing to live a healthier lifestyle in the workplace, in business. Even if you're an entrepreneur, even if you're networking like me every night of the week, you can do it in moderation. You can go to those events, enjoy a little bit of those hors d'oeuvres, but also not to have a massive waistline. But Andrea, what has changed over the years in the world of dieting? It seems like every day there's a new diet, there's a new fitness routine. Are the basics still the same?
I think the basics have always been the same. Healthy eating, lots of fruits and vegetables. You know, we had in the 80s the low-fat diet, then we found that that was being replaced with sugar. Then we went into the Atkins diet, which was the high-fat diet and high-protein. Now we're in this paleo diet, less grains, protein, fruits and vegetables. And I think what you're going to see next is protein fiber diets. Recent study came out about 6 months ago saying that you can either do the DASH diet, which is a very complicated diet to lower hypertension in people and their risk for diabetes, or you could focus on just getting 25 grams of fiber a day. And what we found is in both of those groups, they both lost weight. And so you didn't have to focus on all the details. Focus on one thing, getting in 25 grams of fiber a day, which is a lot of fruits and vegetables, and you will be healthy, have a trimmer waistline, and it's easier.
So all my friends and certainly family that might be listening tonight knows that I'm a fruit guy. I happen to love fruit. I love pineapple. But that's also sugar. People sometimes make fun of me and they say, "That's too much sugar. You can't be losing weight on that." I know that there's a debate out there. Is fruit a free calorie or not? What do you think about overeating on fruit?
No, I don't think there is a way that you can overeat on fruits and vegetables. Let's get both of those in there. I mean, I remember 2 years ago, there was the 47 banana a day diet that a girl lost 25 pounds in a month by only eating bananas. And I'm not a big proponent of that, except for the fact that you really concentrate on your fruits and vegetables. You cannot go wrong. True vegans only have a 6% obesity rate. So there's got to be something to this fruits and vegetables.
It's
now,
great.
Couple that with lean proteins or the right combinations of your beans and starches. Potatoes have 6 grams of protein and 6 grams of fiber. So go for those foods. You can't go wrong with them.
That's great. That's fantastic. Andrea, you have a ton of content out there on the web, and I encourage our listeners to just Google Andrea Metcalf because you have so many videos and so much information. But believe it or not, we are running out of time, and I want to make sure our listeners can get a hold of you, find out where you'll be speaking, find out a little bit more about you and the ideas and the solutions that you have for companies and individuals. How can people get a hold of you?
Well, they can get a hold of me at AndreaMetcalf.com and go to my events page. But two things I'd like to give a shout out to. One is the Empowerment Summit coming up on April 30th with Angela Rose, Erin Mirren, and Haley Reinhart, all about empowering people to take control of their lives and their health. And then the DuPage Association of Health Underwriters in May. You can find me at both of those events, and I'm really excited to be part of them.
Fantastic. And again, encourage you check out Andrea's website, AndreaMetcalf.com. Lots of videos, lots of information, lots of tips. But as Andrea said, it's all about the moderation. You can do it. Employees take an opportunity to take that little break and try to be a little bit active. Companies implement a healthier lifestyle for your employees. It will pay off in productivity. Really, really important. And enjoy those fruits and veggies. And don't make yourself too crazy. That's important. AndreaMetcalf.com. Check her out online after the break. We will be chatting with Susan Kaplan, who is an expert in branding. We're going to be talking about recent college graduates, a very, very tough demographic. We've got a ton more for you after the break. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Chicago, don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
The battle for the Republican nomination is racing towards the convention this summer in Cleveland.
Nobody is going to have enough delegates. We are going to go to a convention. It's going to be open.
Can Trump be stopped?
The only campaign that has beat Donald Trump and the only campaign that can beat Donald Trump is this campaign.
Will there be a third party run?
Donald Trump is a phony, a fraud.
What happens next?
We should make it pretty easily based on what I'm seeing.
Happens here.
So we won't have to worry about fighting at a convention.
This is AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jay Metzler.
We will build a strong case for the district attorney to prosecute Cardell Hayes to the fullest extent of the law.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Michael Harrison on the motorist now facing murder charges and the fatal shooting of former Saints star Will Smith in an apparent road rage incident.
Nobody gets treated differently when it comes to the Justice Department, because nobody is above the law.
President Obama on Fox News Sunday addressing the FBI investigation into the use of a private email server by his former Secretary of State, the current Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton was an outstanding Secretary of State. She would never intentionally put America in any kind of jeopardy.
And British golfer Danny Willett wins the Masters. Defending champ Jordan Spieth had been leading, shot a quadruple bogey on the 12th hole. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm Dylan, and here's a look at traffic. Outbound Ike, accidents got the left lane blocked at Wolf. It's jammed at Manaheim from the old post office to Thorndale, just over half hour. Inbound Ike, slight delay at Racine from Thorndale to the old post office, 30 minutes. No delays inbound and outbound Edens from Lake Cook to Montrose, 19. Same thing on the reverse. Inbound Kennedy, slight jam from the O'Hare extension to Canfield and then at Washington. O'Hare to downtown, 25. Outbound Kennedy, slow from Montrose through Cumberland, downtown to O'Hare, 28. On the inbound Stevenson, 355 to Lakeshore, 34 minutes. Outbound Stevenson, slight jam at Pulaski, Lakeshore to 355, 35 minutes. Tonight, 41 with showers. Tomorrow, 51, partly sunny. Currently, 46. Next update, 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. RB Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols, founder of IMC Solutions. We're a niche recruiting and staffing firm that specializes in placing human resources and sales professionals. We've created programs that are just right for your small to medium-sized business because we know that you're looking for expertise, but are also looking at the bottom line expenses to your company. You can take advantage of recruiting services that big companies get, but you don't have to pay the big fees. Our programs and solutions are affordable and bring you the people you need.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
Signature Bank is Chicago's fastest-growing, independently-owned business bank. Signature Bank listens to your story, learns about your business, and sticks with their customers. I'm Dan Proft, and I know this because Signature Bank is my business bank.
I'm Kurt Penn, founder and CEO of Good Foods. In 2007, I was shopping in a natural foods grocery store and had a vision for a company that would produce fresh, all-natural foods with a social conscience. Signature Bank helped turn that vision into what now is Good Foods. Signature Bank President Mikkel Rourke listened to our story and learned about our business. Mick has been with us every step of the way. Signature Bank takes care of the details so we can focus on producing good foods. Signature Bank is deeply invested in our success. Good Foods is very proud to bank with Signature Bank.
Signature Bank is looking for their next success story. Learn more about turning your business vision into reality. Visit signature-bank.com. Signature Bank, helping local businesses succeed. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thrilled to be joined on the air by my good friend Susan Kaplan. Susan's a skilled business communication and marketing strategist, and Susan works with a lot of schools, businesses, and organizations and individuals to help them gain a competitive edge in the marketplace. Susan, welcome to the program.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Well, there's so much that I want to learn from you, and I know that many of our listeners are recent college graduates, and they are facing a tough employment situation out there. So I'm curious, how can recent college grads brand themselves successfully to position themselves for the jobs that are available?
Well, you know, I work with talent acquisition managers, recruiters, and businesses, so I learn what successful individuals are doing. And it's for anywhere from how well you have your handshake down to your voice, to how your voice is on the telephone, to how you dress. But the most important thing is, I tell students, don't let someone else determine your future. You need to take control. You need to understand what you need to do out there to get a job.
So it's the little things that make a big difference. But what about just applying for jobs online? I talked to so many people that say that that is how their job search is conducted, looking online, seeing the position. Does that still work?
Well, it's a big part of your strategy, but it needs to be larger than that. But the truth is, I've seen individuals send out resumes online, and then they sit and wait and hope someone will respond. When you do that, you're letting someone else determine your future. There are formulas for making sure your resume gets read and that your story gets told. And you can put keywords in your resume that are being used in job descriptions. There are many things you can do to make sure your resume gets read when it's sent out.
And I have no doubt that our listeners are tired of me using this, the N-word, which is networking. But how does networking play a role in the strategy of a recent college graduate, or frankly, anybody that's looking for a job?
Yeah, and it is for anybody. And I would say networking is a huge part of your strategy. Networking and LinkedIn, quite frankly. I just read that 60 to 80% of big companies are using LinkedIn to recruit. So you need to know what the tricks are to be on LinkedIn, to make sure they're finding you when they're looking for a job. But networking is critical.
Oh, that's great. Well, Susan, you have worked with so many different companies, including CNA Insurance, University of Chicago Hospitals, Abbott, Allstate, Kemper, PricewaterhouseCoopers, and the list goes on and on and on. And you've helped them on many different levels in terms of the marketing, branding, and communications. But let's talk about the business side of things for a moment. Employers are looking to hire, believe it or not. Employers are looking to bring on talent, including some young and fresh talent. How can they be competitive in looking for those recent college graduates that are all over the place? How can they make sure that their culture will stand out?
Well, you know, and I work with companies on putting together strategies to attract young grads. For students, it's really about your brand and what they think and hear about you. They don't want T-shirts. They don't want mugs. They want to know that you're making the world green. You're making the world a better place for them. So it was interesting. Harvard Business just had an article that, you know, and students rated, and they said people and cultural fit are the number one things they want to look for, or career potential. Compensation was number four. So we tell companies to use social media selectively, you know, host virtual job sessions, make it the application process easy. And there's little things companies can do right now to attract the best talent.
That's great. And companies should be implementing those things. So Susan, if there's one thing that our listeners can do while they're listening to the show, our last guest talked a little bit about fitness, so hopefully they're not sitting on the couch listening to the show. Hopefully they're being active. But if there's one thing that our listeners should do when they get off the couch and they get in front of their computer, what are those tips? Do you think LinkedIn's important? What should they be doing to sort of change and revolutionize their job search? You mentioned the word branding several times. There must be something in terms of identity that they can do.
Well, decide the three things that you want people to know about you, and then start practicing your pitch. Start practicing how you tell your story, and make sure that story is clear through your resume, through how you answer questions in an interview, when you meet people at a networking event. Practice this ahead of time, and think of the three things you want people to say about you when they walk away. I call it networking for dummies. You know, if you don't tell people what to say, they'll make something up. So tell them, think about the three critical points and skills that you have, and make sure that's also part of your strategy.
Well, it's interesting. Talking about networking, I meet with, as you know, Susan, a lot of job seekers, and sometimes I leave the meeting with them. I'm giving up my time. I want to help them, but I leave the meeting, the cup of coffee, more confused than when we started, and that should never be the case. A job seeker should always leave the people that they're networking with, whether it's a potential employer or a informational interview session, as networking is typically called, even more clear. People should be your ambassador, be your advocate, be your fan. It might be a family friend, it might be an uncle, but everybody out there should be able to help you. So as you said, make sure that you are doing it and make sure people are not doing it for you. Really important. So Susan, you've got a lot to say on the subject. I wish we had more time, but we're running out of time. How can people learn more and find your books?
Oh, that'd be great. They can reach me. Go to my website, and it's SusanCaplan.com, and that's Kaplan with a C, SusanCaplan.com. And you can reach out to me through the website. You can learn about the books and order them there. And I'd be happy to talk to anybody.
Fantastic. SusanCaplan.com. And I really encourage our listeners to get on the website because Susan has so many tips, advice, and so many great books. Strongly, strongly encourage you to get in touch with Susan. After the break, we've got more tips, advice, and information. You're listening to Get Down to Business. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the show all about small business.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm Dylan, and here's a look at traffic. Inbound Kennedy delays from the O'Hare extension through Canfield. O'Hare to downtown, 23 minutes. Outbound Kennedy, just a slight hang up at Central through Cumberland from downtown to O'Hare, 23. No delays inbound and outbound Edens, Lake Cook to Montrose, 19, and same thing on the way out. Inbound Ike, slow at first and a slight jam at Racine. Thorndale to the old post office, half hour. Outbound Ike, delay at Manaheim to Wolf due to an earlier crash. Old post office to Thorndale, about 31. Inbound Stevenson, 355 to Lakeshore, 34 minutes. Outbound Stevenson, brake lights at Pulaski from Lakeshore to 355. 35. Tonight, 41 with showers. Tomorrow, 51 and sunny. Currently, 46. Next update in 15 on AM 560, The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Hi, I'm Carl Daikeler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word SHAPE to 313131 and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text SHAPE to 313131 and get started for free right now. Again, text SHAPE to 313131.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
Back on the show, that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We are powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online at tandemhr.com or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. And if you have been listening to Get Down to Business for the past 45 minutes, you are hopefully jumping up and down doing jumping jacks. While also updating your LinkedIn profile and also successfully redoing your resume. So these are the tips that I've learned from Get Down to Business today. So you should have your hands full. But another thing you should be busy with right now is getting your taxes done, because the tax deadline is literally right around the corner, just the end of this week, April 15th. And if you're like me and like many of our listeners, as the tax filing deadline draws near, that confusion among so many employees about the required tax forms by the Affordable Care Act, the ACA, a.k.a. Obamacare, it's evident this is the first year that many Americans are receiving the form 1095-C or 1095-B from their employers and insurance providers as evidence that they were compliant. Assuming you were compliant in 2015, meaning you had health insurance. So if you're a business owner and your employees have questions, they are not alone. I saw that the Society for Human Resource Management did a great job clarifying the requirement in a in some information online, and I wanted to share some of that information with you. There's two different 1095 forms that an employee or future or a former employee might get depending on how the coverage was provided. It depends on the size of the company, depending on what type of form they will get. Originally, these forms were intended to be given to employees or former employees by February 1st, as January 31st fell out on a Sunday this year, along with the W-2s, the information that you would be receiving as an employee. And you'd be getting that information, again, proving that you had qualifying health coverage during the year. But since many employers seemed unlikely to meet the deadline, the IRS issued a notice. They do a lot of notices, very confusing, at the end of 2015, extending that due date until March 31st, and many other ACA reporting deadlines as well. What that means is that the forms weren't required to be sent out until just a few days ago, which is after the time that most people were filing their taxes. So to mitigate those concerns, in January, the IRS updated its web page in its questions and answers about healthcare information forms for individuals. And they answer the question, which so many people I see are posting online, must I wait to file until I receive those forms? And the answer is no, you do not need to attach those forms to your tax return. So yes, you would be filing your tax return. You should save it. You should collect that information, the 1095 forms. You should collect it. You should put it in the file. And you should ask HR if something is not accurate, even though you're filing without that form. You should ask HR and clarify, because maybe you might be audited. The IRS is understaffed, but it is certainly they are still making people's lives difficult by doing desk audits, paper mail audits, phone audits, where they're asking people for information. You don't want to be the unlucky guy that does not have that information. And again, it is now the law of the land that you have health insurance, whether it's through the exchanges or through private employers, and it is a requirement that you have it. Otherwise, there are fees and penalties that you face. Again, the IRS changed the requirements, changed the deadlines to everybody's advantage, and the forms were not sent out on time, did not have to be sent out on time. So once again, if you're filing your taxes this week and you still do not have the form 1095, it is okay. File your taxes. Hopefully the employer will be getting you that form, proving that you had health insurance, and you should save that form for your records. As I mentioned before, make sure that if there's something that's not accurate or for whatever reason you did not receive that form, make sure you are contacting your HR department, your human resources department. Or if you're like many small businesses that are struggling to keep up with the Affordable Care Act reporting requirements, talk to the business owner, because that is likely the person that's also responsible for human resources and for the insurance and, frankly, for everything else in the small business world. So once again, those tips provided by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. If you have questions about the Affordable Care Act, I strongly, strongly encourage you to find them by giving them a call at 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. We call them our solution center for a reason. Check them out online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call at 630-928-0510. After the break, I've got some networking tips, advice, and information for you. In fact, I'm going to be sharing some tips on technology purchasing. I know that's something that is confusing, confounding, in fact, to many folks that might be starting up a business. They don't know what to buy, how to save money. But we've had so many great guests this evening on Get Down to Business, starting with Tom Casale from Simplified Solutions, some great marketing tips and advice. We also chatted with Andrea Metcalf regarding some fitness tips that businesses and employees can be implementing. And, of course, Susan Kaplan with job tips for recent college graduates and everybody who needs to network and who needs to brand themselves. As always, you can download the podcast from Get Down to Business. If you missed even a minute of those fantastic guests, get on my website, shalomkline.com, and you can download podcasts from those shows. Past shows on Get Down to Business. This week's guests, the podcast will be up shortly, and you could actually get a sneak peek of who will be on next week on the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Once again, Get Down to Business, powered by Tandem HR and IMC Solutions. Tandem HR they have so much advice, tips, and information on their website, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. 630-928-0510, or visit them online, tandemhr.com. But that's not all. I've got more tips and advice, so you don't want to miss it. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business. Follow me online on Twitter at Shalom Klein.
Great talent is the driving force behind your successful business. If you don't have the right people in key roles, then you have talent gaps. IMC Solutions identifies those gaps and delivers expertise in recruiting the right talent to fill them, leaving you free to succeed.
Hi, I'm Linda Nichols. One of our startup technology clients needed to hire account executives to generate more business and get their product to market. As a young company, they didn't have the budget to hire an internal recruiting staff, so we presented our fixed cost solution where they utilized our internal recruiters as their offsite recruiting team. Clients benefit because we're using our resources and recruiting expertise to find top salespeople they need to hire. We give them guarantees that no other search firm does. Win-win for all.
IMC Solutions understands the unique challenges of your business, making the tough job of hiring easy. Get started on finding your next hire today at imcsolutions.com or call Linda Nichols at 630-637-6200.
If you currently use a CPAP system, I've got an important question for you. Are you sure you're keeping your CPAP system clean enough? Like, really sure? A dirty CPAP system is a perfect breeding ground for germs. Put that mask on and they've got a direct line to your body. Talk about a good way to get sick. Fortunately, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. To introduce it to the world, they want you to try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-693-2699. With SoClean, you never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. Call 1-800-693-2699.
1-800-693-2699. 1-800-693-2699.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Get Down to Business. Get Down to Business, powered by Tandem HR. Check them out, tandemhr.com. I wanted to provide a networking tip of the week. You should always humanize your email messages. Some professionals write emails that sound like they're barking orders. A good rule of thumb is that if you wouldn't be comfortable saying it face-to-face, don't write it in an email. Know that there's some people that are better in email than in person. You probably want to avoid being that person as well. But again, be careful about your email etiquette. It's the spoken word, and it's the same as the spoken word, meaning don't put things in all caps. Be nice, play nice, whether it's to coworkers and certainly people that you're networking with. You can find out about all of my events at shalomkline.com, including tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow, tomorrow's speed networking event. Again, you could register for that online at shalomkline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560. The answer: technology is a significant line item for most firms and legal organization budgets, regardless what business you're in. Whether you're a solo practitioner budgeting for some of your subscriptions or a managing partner at a large firm, the goal is the same. You want to find the right tools at a reasonable price to ensure that you're making the best investment for your organization. That's easier said than done. Navigating purchasing for technology can be stressful and time-consuming, so I wanted to provide five quick, simple tips to help you make a smarter investment. Understand the problem that you're trying to solve. If investing in technology services without a clear end goal is a path to waste. So again, make sure that you talk to all the people in your company, anybody that, even your clients, talk to them about the solution that you're trying to address, and then you can create the right plan of action. You want to determine whether technology can really fix your problem. Once you understand your problem, you can start looking for solutions. Prioritize the issues. Match each technology option to your top issues. Will it solve the real problems that your practice faces? Often the answer is no. So you want to make sure that you're not just getting led astray by savvy marketing strategies and flashy new features. Look at what you need to solve and make sure technology can address them. You want to look at the cost, short-term and long-term, and decide if you could afford them. Evaluating costs can be a challenge. The retail price for a piece of hardware, the license cost for software, rarely reflects the total cost of the technology. Try to measure cost by looking at the broader picture. How much will it cost to implement? How much will you have to invest in training? What costs will be associated with the disruption the new technology will bring? Even free tools can bring enormous practical costs. And develop an implementation strategy. A lot of people forget about this. Buying a new piece of technology is only the first step. To get the most out of your investment, the tool needs to be implemented well. Staff need to be educated in order to use it properly. It's common for technology projects to go astray during the steps. They overspend on technology, and then you leave little money for the implementation, or you don't have the internal or the external resources that will prove to be sufficient, and always know what comes next. The frustrating reality of modern technology is that it's often dated by the time it actually enters common use. Try to avoid getting caught up in the latest and greatest craze. Instead, focus on those factors that I mentioned before, finding technology that addresses real problems and implement the technology in a cost-effective manner. You may not end up with the flashiest technology, but you'll be using technology to drive your business in the way that you need. I hope you find that helpful. I certainly found many of the tips provided today on Get Down to Business to be helpful. Once again, you could download podcasts and share the link to past shows from my website, shalomkline.com, shalomkline.com. Once again, we have a fantastic speed networking event taking place tomorrow. As I'm looking here at the screen, there are exactly three spots remaining. You don't want to miss it. Everybody who comes to these events loves it because it's like speed dating, but for business. That means that we provide really, really, really high facilitated, highly structured connections for your business, regardless of what business you're in. You don't want to miss it. Get on my website, shalomkline.com, register for events, download podcasts, and look at the tips and advice and information that's been provided by many professionals, including our guests today, Tom Casale, Andrea Metcalf, Susan Kaplan. Next week, we've got a lot more advice, tips, and information for you. You're listening to the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and our solution center for those tips is Tandem HR. Check them out online, tandemhr.com. Give them a call. Tell them Shalom sent you at 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. To success, let's get down to business. We'll talk to you next Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years...